Hi,
Hello.
may I speak to Karen, please?
Who?
I'm following up with Karen. Is this her? Is this a family member of hers?
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Travis on a recorded line. I'm following up with you in regards to the Deborah Rivera lawsuit. How's your day going?
It's going good, and yours?
It's going good. Thank you for asking. Do you have an attorney that's helping you out with this already?
No, I haven't talked to anybody about it yet.
Okay. And I just want to double check you haven't filled out any paperwork or sent back anything like an e-signature or anything like that.
No, I don't have anybody yet.
Okay. And who would you be filing this claim on behalf of, yourself or a loved one?
I'm sorry.
Who would you be filing this claim on behalf of, yourself or a loved one?
Yes. Is this
Gotcha.
for the depot?
Yeah, Deborah Rivera. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Deborah Rivera lawsuit?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And were you diagnosed with any conditions after taking Deborah Rivera for at least a year?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm sorry to hear that. What were you diagnosed with?
I think the brain tumor or something like that. They had to do some type of surgery on my brain.
Wow, I'm so sorry to hear that, Karen. I hope everything went well. Are you doing okay now?
A little bit. I tend to like forget stuff,
Gotcha.
and I'm also like I bleed for like periods of time, like more than a regular period. So I still have like the after symptoms of it.
Gotcha. Do you know the tumor that they diagnosed you with? Do you know what the tumor was called? What kind of tumor it was?
Let me see.
Okay.
No, I don't remember. It's in my. They sent me an email of all my paperwork and stuff like that. I'm not sure.
Do you have access to that email?
I'm looking for it right now.
Okay. Gotcha. Take your time. How's your day before I give you a call today?
It was okay.
That's good. Glad to hear that.
I was about to go to sleep.
Okay. I'll try not to keep you on the phone for too long here. Let you get your sleep there.
Where is that email at? Let's see.
What I can also try doing as well, Karen, I will need to know what kind of a tumor it was, just what it was called there, just to make sure that it falls in line with the criteria that we're looking for here. What I could try doing though is give you maybe about 5 to 10 minutes to find that information and try calling you right back. Would that be okay?
Yeah, you can call me back. I have to find it because the doctor has sent it to me, and
Do you know the
he
name of the
sent me the whole
facility?
file. I'm sorry.
Do you know the name of the facility or the doctor?
It's in Cockwood Hospital. It's in Moultrie, Georgia.
If you're able to search your emails, you may be able to type in the facility name or the doctor name. You'd probably be able to find the email a lot quicker. Are you on a Gmail?
So I had like.
Well, how about this, Karen? I don't want to.
I think I found it.
Oh, okay.
So it was a brain tumor, meningioma. That's what
oh,
it was.
Perfect. Thank you for verifying that.
I'm
And
sorry.
No problem.
And the doctor is the doctor that gave it to me. Name is Jeffrey McCard.
Jeffrey McCard.
Yeah, Dr. Jeffrey McCard.
McCaud.
McCaud.
Gotcha. Perfect. And his first name is Jeffrey.
Yeah, he's part of South Georgia Medical Center.
Gotcha. And when were you diagnosed with the meningioma on your brain?
In like 2023, July, around July, August 2023.
Gotcha. And what's your date of birth?
April 27th, 1952. I think after I turned 40, I just stopped counting my age.
Gotcha. How about anyone else that you know that was taking Depo-Provera? Any other family members, friends, anyone at all?
I did have my daughter take it, and she was gaining a lot of weight from it, and she was having, like, irregular periods and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So she was, like 1 week she'll be bleeding, then she'll stop for a week, and then the next week she's bleeding again. I'm like, what's going on? But me, I was just having heavy bleeding, and then,
yeah.
And
the meningioma as well.
And stuff like that, yeah.
Gotcha. And I can, since you did let me know that you were diagnosed with the meningioma, that's the condition.
Yeah, that's
that
the doctor. Yeah,
yeah,
he sent me my file and everything because I told him that I'll probably be moving out of Georgia. So he sent all my information to me.
Gotcha. At the end of this phone call, I'll be giving you my phone number. So that way, since your daughter was taking it, you can share my phone number with her. And she can reach out to me if she wants to participate or see if she's eligible to participate as well.
Okay.
And when you were using Depo-Provera, was it the pill or were you taking the shot?
I was just taking a shot.
The shot, gotcha.
The Pfizer.
It was the Pfizer one?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And how many years approximately did you use Depo-Provera?
It was about 3 years.
3 years?
3-4 years. Yeah.
Were you getting 4 injections in a year?
I was getting an injection every 3 months.
Gotcha. So,
about four
a year there. And you used it for 3 years?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And did you use when did you start using Depo-Provera, actually? I don't need an exact date. I just, what year?
I started in May of 2020, and then I stopped in 2020.
Gotcha. So you started using it in 2020?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Up until May of 2023?
Up until July of 2023.
Gotcha. And was your Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
It was administered by a doctor, Dr. McCard.
Gotcha. Was he the...
I think a couple of times I did have, I think, like a medical assistant do it.
But most of the time it was Dr. Jeffrey McCard there?
Yes.
Gotcha. Where on your body were you getting the shot at primarily? Was it like in your arm or stomach?
The right belt. It was a switch between each one. I didn't want to like 1 minute. I mean, 1 month they'll do it in the left, and then the next 3 months they'll do it in the right.
And this was on what part of your body?
I'm sorry?
This is on what part of your back?
The shoulder. Right shoulder, left shoulder.
Okay, gotcha. And if you used it for 3 years and you were taking it every 4 months or every 3 months, it sounds like you used it about 12 times in total.
Yes.
Gotcha.
That's 12 times. 4, 3, 6, 9. That's 4 times. Oh, you're talking about for the whole year. Yes.
Yeah. So in that 3 years, you used it about 12 times total.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And what facility was Dr. Jeffrey McCott at again?
South Georgia Medical Center.
Georgia Medical Center?
South Georgia Medical Center.
Oh, South Georgia. Gotcha. Perfect. And that's off of 2501 North Peterson Street, Valdosta, Georgia.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, that's off of 2501 North Patterson Street, Valdosta, Georgia.
Yes. They have multiple clinics at South Georgia Medical Center. So the address that you probably reading is like the main clinic, and then you know they have like they branch off like. They have like 3-4 different South Georgia Medical Center clinic.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is the main office, and that's fine. I don't need the exact branch that you were located, just so long as they're all under the same umbrella there.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And was Dr. McCod the same doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Gotcha. And let's see here. And have you ever used any other hormones such as OCP or HRT at all?
No.
Gotcha. And I'm assuming that after you were prescribed the Depo-Provera, you didn't go to a pharmacy or anything. You just got it administered there at the facility, right?
Right.
Gotcha. Let's see here. Alrighty. And when did you discover your injuries were related to the use of Depo-Provera?
Around the... Let me see.
And again, I don't need an exact date. Just your best guess is fine.
Probably like around 2023, around July, around that time.
Right after you stopped using it, basically.
I'm sorry?
Right after you stopped using it, basically.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's when I started, like, experiencing confusion. And I was like, well, I mean, I was having the heavy periods and everything. So, wow, I thought maybe that was normal for it. But when I was talking to somebody, they was like, no, that's not normal for you to have heavy periods. And then constantly, like, months and months at a time.
Gotcha. And do you know the name of the facility or doctor that made the diagnosis that found out that you were diagnosed with meningioma?
No, I don't. It was all part of South Georgia Medical Center. So when I was talking to him about it, that's when he told me to stop.
Okay, gotcha. So you were diagnosed by the same facility there? Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. And what was your method of diagnosis? Was it like a CT scan, MRI, or?
Yes, they ran some tests on me, and they did do a CT scan and an MRI, and they also did a biopsy of my head because I was like, I don't know, a lot of time I was just disoriented.
Gotcha. And you were diagnosed there in Georgia?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And have you had any prior cancer diagnoses at all?
No.
Gotcha. I'm glad to hear that. And what type of treatments did you receive for your meningioma?
Other than like they drew blood from my arm, and then they did like they cut like a small incision on my brain and took some brain tissue.
Gotcha.
And I had a craniotomy surgery and radiation therapy.
Gotcha. So you did some radiation therapy as well.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And what was the doctor that was treating you primarily throughout all of that?
It was Dr. Boyston.
Dr. Boyston.
I've seen him a couple of times. He's a neurosurgeon. I've seen him a couple of times, but I started going to like a neurology office, and I was getting treated over there.
Okay. What's the name of the office that you were going to get the treatments at?
It was all part of Conquitt Regional Medical Center.
Gotcha. Can you spell Conquitt?
Conquitt, yeah.
Can you spell that? I'm sorry.
C-O-L-Q as in Queen, U-I-T-T.
Gotcha. Conquitt Regional Medical Center?
Yeah.
In Moultrie, Georgia?
Yeah.
Moultrie, gotcha. Perfect. Do you know the name of your doctor that was treating you?
The doctor that I seen at the neurosurgeon?
Yeah, the neurosurgeon there at Colquitt.
That's the Boydston.
Oh, that was Dr. Boydston.
Yeah, Dr. Boydston.
Gotcha. Let's see. Got him here, and he's a neurosurgeon, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And do you have a family history of meningiomas at all in your family?
No.
Gotcha.
No.
And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, for 6 weeks.
Gotcha. I don't need to...
We see radiation therapy for like 6 weeks.
Okay. When did you first, when did your hospitalization start? Was it in 2023?
Yes, in 2023. I was getting it like 4 to 5 times a week.
Okay. When did you first get hospitalized for the meningioma?
Between July and August. Like, gotcha. A little bit late July, early August.
Okay. Gotcha. We'll just be we'll be safe here and just go early August, August 1st, 2023.
Yeah.
And prior to being diagnosed with meningioma, were you ever exposed to radiation prior?
Oh, no. I was just a fine, normal person back then. I didn't start having any medical health problems until I started using the Depo.
Gotcha. So you pretty much answered my next question. I was going to ask if you've ever been diagnosed with neurofibromatosis too. Doesn't sound like it, right?
Mm-mm.
Gotcha.
No.
And
only time I've been in the hospital when I had kids, that's it.
Gotcha. Can you recall when you first began having symptoms related to the tumor? That was back in about June of 2023, right?
So when I first started getting the Depo in 2020, I was okay. I guess like about a year and a half later, it was like, I would have periods of time and I was like, what? Like, people would be like, you just did this or you just said this. And I'd be like, no, I didn't. And then it just progressed. Like, it got progressively worse when I would, like, put a cup down and I didn't remember putting the cup down or something like that. It was, like, confusing. And I also was having, like, headaches on top of that. So...
Gotcha. So confusion, memory loss, and headaches. Gotcha. And do you have your medical record showing the meningioma diagnosis? You do, right? You said that you have that email there.
Well, they sent it to me like in a, it's not like a hard copy type of thing. So it was like, I will have to show you my phone.
Okay.
But I get it.
Yeah, even if you weren't able to get it, the attorneys that we work with are able to pull your medical records for you, so you don't have to worry about that. It kind of just makes it a little bit quicker if you're able to provide it to them. If you were able to provide it to them, would you be able to provide it to them via mail, electronically, or both?
Probably mail.
Gotcha. And do you have access to your MyChart login?
Do I have access to what?
Your My Chart login?
My chart. So they didn't have my chart back then.
Oh, no, no problem. Gotcha. And I just want to verify some of the personal information that we have on file from the inquiry that was made is all correct here. That's pretty much it for the questions that I have. I have your first and last name as Karen Moore, spelled K-A-R-E-N, last name M-O-O-R-E.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. And do you have any suffixes on your name at all?
No.
Gotcha. And for the recording here, may you confirm your gender?
I'm sorry?
For the recording here, may you confirm your gender for me?
Okay.
I'm sorry, were you able to hear my question?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
For the recording, may you confirm your gender for me? Male.
Karen Moore?
Well, no, your gender, so that would be like male or female.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Gotcha, no problem. And what's your marital status? Are you married or single?
I am widow.
I'm sorry to hear of your loss. My condolences. And your social security number?
It is... Hold on. Hold on. I got it written down on my phone because I couldn't remember my social or anything.
Gotcha. Can you remember the last four?
Let me see. No, I can't. I will have to. I wrote it down. I hate when they ask for my social.
No problem. You don't remember the last four. I don't need the full thing. Just the last four would be sufficient as well.
I thought I had it on my phone. No, I don't have it on my phone. I don't know where it's at.
Okay. Do you know of any...
I can call you back with it?
Yeah, that wouldn't be an issue, Karen. I can schedule a call back to follow up with you here. You don't know just the last four digits at all?
No, I don't. When I was like confused, I kind of like forgot everything.
Okay. Do you know where that information may be or how you're going to be able to come across it?
Well, I did put it in my notes and wrote it in my notes, but I can't find it. So I'm going to have to go and I will have to go in the house and find my social security card. It's probably in my purse or something like that.
Okay. Do you have some time to maybe do that right now, Karen, or would you like me to call you back?
No, you can give me like 5 to 10 minutes and I have it.
Okay. Let's go ahead and let me ask you a few more questions and then I can schedule a call back to follow up with you for that. I have your primary email as MylaMoore1978
uh-huh.
@gmail.com.
Yes.
That's M-Y-L-A.
That's my daughter's email because I don't have an email.
That's fine. Is the phone that we're speaking on right now 229-869-4782 a cell phone?
Yes.
Gotcha. And what's your primary mailing address?
It is 700 East Park Avenue in Valdosta, Georgia, 31602.
That's 700 East Park Avenue, Valdosta, Georgia, 31602.
Yes.
Do you have any unit number, apartment numbers, anything like that?
Apartment 3D, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Apartment 3D, 3D
Three.
as in D
D
as in
as in
Delta.
Edward.
Oh, E as in Edward.
Yes.
Gotcha. Bear with me one second here. And do you have an emergency contact that we could put on file here, just in case if we're unable to reach out to you for important updates?
Yes. My daughter, her number is 773-217-3747.
That's 773-217-3747.
773-217-3747.
Perfect. Yeah, that's the number I had here in her first and last name.
Her first name is Jamecia, Jamecia. Last name is William.
Williams.
Williams, yes.
Gotcha. With an S at the M, right? Williams with an S at the end.
Yes.
Gotcha. And you'd mentioned that the email that I read off was her email.
Yes.
Gotcha. And does she live with you or is she at another address?
She comes in, check by me often. She's always at my house.
Gotcha. Do you know her address? And it's okay if you don't.
No. She's always at my house.
Gotcha. And perfect. So that's pretty much all the information that I need so far, Karen. The only other piece of information that I need in order for us to proceed here, you meet all the eligibility requirements in order to participate in this lawsuit. But the only thing I would need in order to get this information sent to the attorneys that we work with, in this case, it would be, give me a second here, Ben
Okay.
Martin. Then I would need your social security number. The social security number is the last thing that I would need. While I have you on the phone, there's no way for you to check if you're able to go get that.
I'm gonna get off the car and I'm gonna go up there.
Okay. And when should I try giving you a call back?
About 5 or 10 minutes.
Gotcha. Did you want to write down my number real quick, Karen?
Is this the number 229-302-5981?
No, I'll be giving you my direct number here. It's a different number.
Okay, what's the number?
It's 949
Okay.
209
Okay.
5754.
Okay.
Gotcha. I'll try giving you a call back using that 209, the 949-209 number here in about 5 to 10 minutes. So at about it would be about 1:02 your time or 2:02 your time or 2:12 your time, excuse me.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate your time today, Karen. You have a great day.
You too.